Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, good to see you again. Tell me, Max, a burning question. Why did God pick you and Sherry to host this radio show?
You know, Roy, I'm not exactly sure, but I do know that we do talk about the Lord every time we get the opportunity. And he says if we'll witness for Jesus, he'll give us the opportunity to share our testimony. And so we just said, God, use us, give us a chance to talk about you to others. And so I think that's one reason. Plus, we're willing to go some places where Christians are afraid to go. and that we're willing to go to some of them Holy Spirit places and that some are not willing to go. And we just said, God, if it's you, we want to go. And as a result, he's taken us through some experiences and some supernatural things that have sound like they were in the Bible and written in the Old Testament and New Testament.
Well, listen, every week we have a real special time where you share the miracle of the week. Share that with us, if you don't mind.
Yeah, we've got, again, a lot to choose from, but we had a pretty interesting thing that just happened here real recently. We had the Dr. Bill and Freddie Morrell from near Corpus Christi come up here this past week, and they said that God had sent them up there and that they had a word for Sherry and for me, and they basically said that they felt like this garden in Kerrville, God was going to use it across the whole nation, and that what was happening at the Kerrville Garden would really flow across the whole nation. And they gave a number of words, and then Freddie said, the wife said, can I stand on the rocks at the fountain? And I looked at her, and I said, well, all the kids do. And so I wasn't really sure why she asked that. And I'm talking to her husband. The next thing I know, I look around, and the woman is standing on the rocks with her arms up, proclaiming God's glory in front of our new living water fountain, waterfall. And so I run over with my camera and get some pictures, but she starts prophesying is what it amounts to. It's like in the Bible, it talks about Old Testament, New Testament, the gift of prophecy is still alive today. And she started proclaiming what God was going to do with this garden and how it would be multiplied around the country. And then she came back to the table and they showed me a prophecy that had been just spoken out and publicized by a gentleman in, I guess it's in California, and Johnny Enlow, and he had just written an email prophecy that went out all over the world, and it basically said that Texas would be the pulpit, and that in the nation, and that it would be along the highways, and that the in Isaiah 35, it relates to the highway of holiness, and so she thought, and her husband thought, that this connected to the Kerrville Garden. And that indeed we've got a garden on the highway and we are being a pulpit and it is going across the denominations and across the world. And so I said, well, thank you. That's, I agree with that prophecy. And then they surprised me and they pulled out a check and they handed me a check for a big amount of money for the garden.
And that surprised you.
And that surprised me. And so that really, really blew us away. But what we think is they like, other people, they have seen that this garden is beyond just the Kerrville community, that God's going to use it, and they believe it's going to be a model or a pattern or a prototype that will be reproduced around the United States and the world. So that's what we're praying into, and that's what we're believing for. And so it was just a special blessing to get that big gift and all those positive words.
Speaking of special, in the radio business, you call that a segue. Speaking of special, we have a special guest, Susan Casey, this week. Max, tell us about that. Who is she?
She is an amazing lady. She is an amazing lady. She is full of the Spirit of God. It just bubbles.
I can feel it already. If you had light bulbs in here, they'd be burning on their
own. It just bubbles out all over her, and everybody within about 10 feet just better get ready, because they're going to be blessed by being in the presence of this lady. And I use the term, she's a Holy Spirit Geiger counter. And it's like wherever she finds the Spirit of God, her clicker goes off. And she's found the garden. She found it. And it blessed her. And now she's used that introduction to the garden to bless a lot of other people. And we just wanted to share with the audience what God has been doing with this real special lady.
Well, Susan, welcome to the show. Now, is all this true that he's saying? You're human Geiger counter?
My goodness. Thank you. I hope so. I hope it's true.
Tell us a little bit about who you are, and what do you do?
I am a wife of Steve Casey. I am a mom of Stephen and Sean. I am the daughter of Bill and Midge Streeter, and I am the sister of Craig Streeter. And Steve and I have a business, and we're elders at our church in Austin, Texas.
And where do you live in Austin, and where do you go to church at?
We go to Life Austin.
Okay. So how did you find out about the Kerrville Garden?
This is a great story. So my mom, when school started 2 years ago in September, my mom called me up and she said, hey, I've just heard about this place that's called the Second Coming Prayer Garden. Would you be interested in going? I'm like, sure. Road trip. I'm always game. And so we drove out to Kerrville, put the boys in school, went out to Kerrville, and went up to the garden and wasn't really expecting much.
So were you surprised by what you found?
I was very surprised. We pulled up to the top of the hill, and there's this magnificent cross in front of me. And so I was very, very surprised as we went driving up to the top of the hill. My mom and I pulled in, and it was very rough. It was no trees, no nothing. It was just this sculpture, this footprint of the cross, and then the cross that we saw from our drive on up. And as we got out, it was the most peaceful place. And this gentle breeze was blowing, and it was just like nothing else I'd ever experienced. It was magnificent.
Max?
Yes, that happens to a lot of people, and they come up there, and again, she came before it was all pretty. I mean, it was just the cross on the ground and the cross, the 77-foot cross, standing up, and even though it wasn't a fancy garden yet, the presence of God was already there, and it affected Susan.
What exactly did you discover specifically? Did you come up with? when you came to
the presence of God. I mean, I absolutely felt the presence of God. He became so real to me, not just something in the Bible, not just something in head knowledge. It was physical. It was tangible. It was absolutely something that just made my heart so happy. That's the only way I can describe it. I felt so happy up in the garden.
You know, one of the things that I personally have experienced there, what really makes it neat for me, is that I know that I can tell people to go there. You don't have to talk to them about coming to Jesus. All you have to do is say, go to the garden, go to the cross.
Oh, absolutely.
And be there, because God works the magic once
absolutely.
You're there.
Absolutely.
And it's mostly people, you always try to get people to church for a reason, but you don't have to say anything. You're saying, just go to the garden. And
that's
the magic
what,
happens.
That's what happened.
Whether they like it or not.
For sure. Because as soon as we left and went back and went to our church later that evening for something that was happening there, I walked in the door and there was our pastor of missions, and I immediately said, have you ever heard of this cross in Kerrville? And he said, no, I've never heard about it. And that was the very first time, and it hasn't stopped since, that I was asking people, have you ever heard about this cross in Kerrville? Have you ever been in the garden in Kerrville? And I haven't.
I know people that follow me on Facebook mm-hmm. all the time, before the cross and then after the cross, I post stuff all the time. I know I've caught the same disease you have, because I talk to everybody about it. At what point did you realize that you were telling and talking about this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
Immediately.
So you understood right away.
If something
had got a hold of you.
Yep. If somebody got within speaking distance to me, I would ask them.
And I've always been someone, I'm sure you too, talk to people about things that I believed in, that I cared about. But nothing like the cross. I'm getting like Max. That's one of the things that I first met Max. Max, remember those days? That every time I'd see Max, Max is talking about the cross. So I finally went up there and I had to see this thing. I said, is he really full of bull or is this the truth? And sure enough, there was a cross there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Sure enough, I understood why Max was so full of this energy, because when you go there, you can't help but be that way.
You can't help it.
Max?
Yeah, that's what, you know, that's one of the neatest things about this vision, this concept of the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, is it is not a man-made attraction that you got to make the ride work, you got to do the special effects, you got to do the smoke, you got to do the mirrors. This is none of that. This is the real deal. This is a place where people of all backgrounds, all races, all religions can come and find the God of the Bible, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, and the special effects, as I've said before, you know, at the Disney and other places, they're all fake special effects. But at the cross in Kerrville, they're real special effects, and they cause people to experience God that have never, ever experienced God before.
What I like about it is that it is very simple, because God is simple. It's not complicated. When you come up there, it, like Max was saying, at least my experience was that it's real simple. You just go up there and you feel it and you become real happy and you can't get enough of it and you want to come back.
Well, that's what has happened with me. Literally, there were things where I call it doing business with God. There were things that I was struggling with or grappling with, or there was just issues going on at home and nothing else would satisfy. I just had to get to the cross, and I would come and I would do my devotion there, and then I would go inside the cross, which is the Holy of Holies, and I would just cry out to God. I would just talk to him about whatever was going on in my life. And it was amazing that the peace that would overtake me and the restoration that I felt and just the healing and it's just amazing. It's just amazing.
Susan, what is it that you want our listeners to know about the garden?
That God is real. He is so present. He is so intimate. If you will get to know him, if you will come to him, if you will just call out to him, and it could be as simple as help, I need you, and he will be right there. He wants you to go deeper with him. He wants you to be filled with him. He wants you to know him, and I just pray and hope that everyone can make this journey.
Yeah, and again, she answered the question really is, what do you want people to know about God? Because in coming to the cross, you come to God, and that's what she has discovered is that he's present there, very strong. He is present everywhere, but there are places on the planet where his spirit just historically is strong. And so, you know, she just explained what she wants you to know about God is that he is a real God that wants to know you.
You know, Susan, one of the things that I notice is the same thing I have and Max has, we all have when we have gone there for a while. This emotion and this feeling as God's coming through and Spirit's coming through you, it's not fake. This is real. And you're sharing this and your heart's in this and your eyes are in it and it's just something really special. And I'm the same way. Every time I talk about it, I bring people up there, I get the same way. I didn't start that way, but after a while you get that way, don't you?
Oh, indeed. Absolutely. And what's so neat is everyone that I've brought up there with me now, that's what you see. It's like an awakening. It's like it goes from the head knowledge down to the heart, and your heart just bursts alive. And it's an awakening. It's transformational.
And it skips religion.
Totally.
you skip the religious stuff, and you just go right straight to God.
Well, Susan, Casey, thanks for being with us this week, and I think you're going to be back again.
Right, next week.
This next week, we're going to talk to you some more about your experience at the Cross in Kerrville. Max, any closing comments?
Yes, I just wish we had 1,000 like her.
Mm-hmm.
and maybe we do. I don't have to count. But God's touching lots of folks, and we just are so grateful that God has brought this lady into the garden because she's bringing so many more to Jesus. And we just are so grateful.
People are listening right now, and they want to know more about the cross. How do they get in touch with us?
Probably the easiest way is just go to the website, the internet, just www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or thecrossatkerrville.org.
And the cross is located in Kerrville, Texas?
Yeah, right on Interstate 10. Yeah, just 60 miles northwest.
Seven to midnight.
Yep. And it's all free. Non-denominational. What we can promise you is that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Father are going to meet you there.
All right. Max Greiner and Susan Casey, thank you for being with us this week.
Thank you so much. What an honor.
We'll see you back next week. Max, you folks have a good week. Here's Sherry Greiner with our Visitor's Comment this week.
Okay. The first quote that I have for you today came from Marianne Morales from San Antonio. She says, Ron Grissel, this is a tour guide chaplain at the cross. She says, thank you for taking the time to baptize me on a special Memorial Day. My church, Cool Ministries of San Antonio, made the trip Sunday, 5/29/16, to the cross. I wasn't able to make it. I prayed and God made a way for me to go on Memorial Day with my niece, Rosa Martinez, and her daughter, and my grandson. I want to thank you again for baptizing me. I give all the glory and honor to my Lord Jesus and accepting the Lord into my life and removing all the negative and restoring my broken heart. I leave all that has been bothering me at the cross. Thank you to you and your wife, Marianne Morales. And let's see, this one is from Mrs. Freddie Morrell and from the City by the Sea, Texas. Max, you have walked in steadfast faith. God knew you and Sherry could be trusted with this vision. Waves will go out over the nation from this garden. It will be an interwoven network that will block the lies coming from the second heaven. Okay, this one is from Niecy Pratt from Lubbock, Texas, and she says, beautiful, what a wonderful place, sacred, feeling his presence. An immediate word was placed in my heart regarding the issue in my marriage. I now have peace and we will endure and give testimony one day to our lengthy marriage, even into eternity. And next came from TripAdvisor from Dunnonsight, and this is Warner Robins, Georgia, which happens to be where Max was born. She says, amen to a great stop. What an awesome spot to stop and be amazed at the sculptures and landscapes. I was just passing through for work, and then I thought this was just another standalone cross. Well, once I saw it on TripAdvisor, I was simply amazed and just had to take a closer look. And Beverly Adams in San Antonio said, the cross is an amazing spiritual place, and we are still praising its wonder. We will return soon and bring friends. Thank you for all you do. My next one is Sandy Reyes from San Antonio. Thank you. Love this beautiful garden. Jesus healing virtue. And the last one for today is from Kenny Johnson, and he says, thanks to the Coming King Foundation, our retreat on May the 7th was a great success. And that's all for this week, but I'll be back next week with more quotes. Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.